What matters to you when choosing the person who will head public education in Wisconsin? Next week, voters will narrow the field of candidates running for state superintendent from 3 to 2. Those two will compete in the general election on April 4th. It is a nonpartisan race, although education can become politically heavy. But what would the candidates do to boost student success? WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello will help us get to know where the three stand. First, here are their top lines.
Tony Evers says his work is a long way from finished.
Have we solved every problem? Absolutely not. We still need to make sure that we bring people together.
Evers has led Wisconsin schools for the last 8 years. During his tenure, the state has boasted of having one of the nation's top 10 graduation rates. Yet it also has the biggest graduation gap between Black and white students. And nowhere are disparities more glaring than in Milwaukee.
I have spent many hours and days in Milwaukee really working to provide the professional development and structure that these schools need to succeed. And I believe our efforts around changing the school start date here was a big one. I mean, even though it may seem small on the surface, we're actually going to be giving kids a chance to catch up.
In addition to overseeing Wisconsin schools, Evers has played several roles on the national education scene. But the incumbent won't be able to rest on his laurels. In his quest for a third term, Evers faces two challengers. One has a background in biology, yet his own set of experiences working for the state.
In 2004, I joined the staff at DPI. It showed me that there was a great passion and interest in helping kids have better life outcomes.
Before John Humphreys joined the Department of Public Instruction, he worked in a variety of school settings, from correctional facilities such as Lincoln Hills to high-performing districts like Middleton. He says that range of experience has exposed him to different ways in which Wisconsin can do better, including in reading. Humphreys says he'd help teachers learn proven strategies to help all kids read, such as Minnesota's successful PRESS model.
First, you learn to decode, then you get more fluent and learn some more vocabulary, and then you're better at comprehending the text that you're reading. So it's a very systematic way of addressing learning deficits in a way that brings all kids forward.
Another challenger, Lowell Holtz, insists students achieve when they're in the right environment.
It's about the community and collaboration.
Holtz recently led Beloit's public school district. It had been on the failing schools list 4 years in a row prior to his arrival. Holtz says he faced a tall task when he took over as superintendent. The district had been threatened with sanctions over violence, disciplinary issues, and low achievement. Within 1 year, Beloit fell off the failing list. Holtz says it all came down to making school a fun, safe place to be. It's a strategy he hopes to replicate if elected to statewide office.
You focus on the climate of your district and of your schools, where it's all about safety. It's all about culture, where the kids go from an expectation of not being successful to an expectation of you are going to achieve at a high rate. We're going to support you. We're going to get you there.
There's a lot to know about these candidates and their plans for Wisconsin schools and students. But never fear. I'll be back to share more of their views, including on how they'd boost low-performing schools, teacher training, and address student mental health struggles, all before the primary takes place Tuesday, February 21st. Rachel Morello, 89.7 WUWM.